Welcome to The Edge Effect. Today, I'm joined by Patricia La Rosa, Head of E2E Decision Science for Seed Production Innovation at Bayer. With over 20 years of experience applying AI and data science across healthcare and agriculture, Patricia now leads a global cross-functional strategy team focused on driving data-informed transformation. He's architecting the future of human-centric Gen AI-powered systems that optimize everything from material traceability and recipe planning to large-scale simulations and ML ops infrastructure. Today, we're going to be discussing the role of AI agents in this data transformation and how enterprises should be thinking about agents when looking to optimize decision-making and process automation. Welcome to the show, Patricia.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate having me on your show. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to talk about what we're doing at Bayer and how agentic transformation is taking place already across different areas of the enterprise.
So maybe we could start, you know, when you're thinking about agentifying a business, what does that really mean at an enterprise level? And why should companies start laying that foundation now rather than later?
That's a very thoughtful question. I mean, at the enterprise level, what we call agentification for a company like Bayer really means about creating what we call intelligent, autonomous software or entities that technically are responsible for managing decisions or complex decisions that sometimes are end-to-end from a business perspective, driving business outcome, and also going across multiple functional silos. Now, agriculture, as you know, is a very complex phenomenon. Specifically in the area of seed, right? When we're producing seed, we need to think about that process as a biological factory. Therefore, even though decisions like the one that we take at Bayer may seem deterministic at time, actually we can't forget that we're ruled by Mother Nature, right? Weather, which makes our operations really rely on risk control measures, reducing technically uncertainty. However, in this space, agentic will take us and plays an important role. Specifically in our company, we have to make sure that we have applications that are goal-oriented, really focusing on high-level value, like maximizing regional profitability or accelerating trade time to market. These are key opportunities where I will say personally see the use of agentic AI playing a key role. Also, I will say in my own terms, the application of this agentification should be integrated. It has to be connected, right, to core systems like an ERP, like a LIMS, like a CRM, so that external, as well as external data sources, right, like a weather, satellite imagery, so that we can make decisions at all different levels from strategic to operations in a seamless manner. And finally, which is the part that is more challenging technically, is the autonomous component, meaning the ability to be able to be self-corrected, right? Planning and executing all along the way so that we can actually manage to technically drive decisions in an autonomous manner. Now, I could give you examples, right, where I do believe, but I will just to be able to make it this fluid for us, an example in manufacturing, something that I do see an opportunity is a production scheduling agent, where dynamically, technically tell us where to process certain orders for field, like planting schedules, or even harvest schedules based on the production capacity or the receiving capacity that we have at a particular site based on the knowledge of the weather and environment and projections of yield that we're going to have, both from beginning to an end, from an operational perspective, provides opportunities to optimize the way and how we drive operations.
So can you talk a bit about, I mean, you talk about, these siloed and how we break through these silos within, you know, an organization like agriculture, for example. How can enterprises practically begin integrating agents into existing systems, bearing in mind these silos? How can they overcome the silos between different organizations within their enterprise?
So a key component there, to be very specific, is on the data connectivity, right? Something that technically can help us break the silos is to have the ability to connect data or data components with the actual process knowledge and therefore with creating business taxonomy, right? We are used to today from the science perspective to analyze structured data and today unstructured data to create insights. but always technically dependent on the specific data structure that exists somewhere. But we're missing the opportunities as we march, as you see the title of my responsibilities, end-to-end decision science, as we march towards connecting and orchestrating decision, it's imperative that technically we focus on creating the right data foundations, and also we build upon the right metadata structure that help us root algorithms and develop analytic-ready solutions, but even more, enable the future of agentic AI, right, by doing that. Only then we will be able to technically connect processes like a planning versus an execution, like a crop spread model with an actual planting and planting simulation to execute what is meant to be developed or produced by a particular site, right? But the secret is, how do we make that at a scale? And to answer the early question about why now, it is imperative that we start working on the right data foundations connecting this metadata today, because there is the offer of a compounding value that we can deliver by technically enabling the data connectivity today. Our agents could start growing in knowledge, adapting and growing and becoming more effective. For us in agriculture, every year is a growing season, right? Therefore, it's not like we have too many opportunities to test technically the way on how we do business. It's technically once a year. The sooner we start, the better, right, we're going to become, and it's going to be used as a competitive advantage rather than just technically something that everyone else is doing.
So how important is like the context that the agents are working in? Like, do you have to like engineer that? How far do you take that?
So context is technically the ability to translate information. So if we're talking about automizing simple processes like a business transaction, right? It is key that we understand what is the meaning of the data and how that data is impacting the process. So an agent by itself is sensing through the data, is rationalizing and then making a decision and understanding what to apply. The context for rational thinking is driven through metadata. It's, for example, I could be technically capturing an yield map, but if I don't know that this yield map comes from a field, from a farmer who is a grower, and that is part of a particular production of a hybrid, right, that then is maybe it's my top hybrid of the season. And if I have issues on that field, I might not be able to understand what is the impact downstream. Mm-hmm. In order to create that downstream analysis and make agents that are intelligent, I need to have that context, like the field, the grower, the hybrid. What does it mean for the overall task of production in that growing season, et cetera?
And what about like guardrails and things like that? So, you know, it may be that some of these agents are dealing with sensitive data. How do you protect against sensitive data leakage, for example, with agents? And how can you trust them, essentially, to be responsible?
Thank you. I think when we're talking about adoption and we're talking about basically developing, it's guardrails, okay, right? There is we need to be careful in terms of enabling agents to access the data to make decisions, and perhaps not enable that data that was connected to persist too long in time when that information doesn't need to be accessed by anyone else, right? I think if we have processes where we can connect tables that don't supposed to be connected together for IP protection, and we can have them connected just for a single little bit of time in order to technically make decisions. But nevertheless, in the same manner that today humans access the data, right, based on the degree of accountability or enablement that you have, agents can actually inherit the same technically type of enablement based on what are the instructions and the actions that this agent is supposed to do. For example, an agent responsible for planting decisions might not need necessarily to access technically the R&D trait or genetic information. So we can create degrees of accountability based on the data that is needed to execute the action. Mm-hmm. It's really driven based on the decision that the agent is going to support to optimize down the road.
Just wondering, like from your experience at Bayer, what are some of the biggest challenges you've had in implementing agentic systems? And like, what do enterprises really need to think about before they start on this journey of agentifying their business to get right? What do they need to get right?
Yeah. So There are several things. So first of all, we need to make sure that we have the right data foundations in place. So that's number one. And I think we mentioned that. Second, we need to make sure that that we work with the cultural resistance and the cultural mindset. It's very important that we establish a proper governance that allow us to technically drive the adoption of this technology in phases. We could think about the human in the loop type of approach to drive adoption, right? Specifically here, think about that a human in command, certain decisions that could have a huge impact in the way on how we operate. Like, for example, taking decisions on how much to produce and where, right? If we make a mistake there from a distribution perspective or planning perspective, it could be detrimental for our aspirations to drive and lead the market. While other decisions that basically are daily schedules could be technically being derived and taken by an agent that is feeding from remote sensing satellite imaging data, right? Capacity data that is updated every day and technically, and then do the simulations and make the contract of tracks and so on. So a phase approach is very important to drive the cultural adoption and the change of mindset that, yes, for these particular activities, you need a human in command. For these other activities, you need a human in the loop, listening to what is going on. And for other activities like processing transaction, processing customer complaints, maybe you can optimize those and make it faster where you are just technically human out of the loop. So I think a phased approach will help us technically drive, get there, but we need to establish that governance right from the get-go. We also need to be mindful of the IT legacy systems that needs to be updated accordingly so that agents can operate. And for example, we can enable accountability a schema so that agents operate within proper realms and at the speed that they need to technically work on. So I will summarize again, data foundations, take care of your IT legacy systems, and then work on the culture of trust and adoption using a phased approach.
So maybe you go a bit deeper on the actual culture adoption, how you change an organization's mindset to work with agents in your organization. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how that plays out?
Yes, I think the opportunities are several. And no, we are already learning from that, from the our journey of using analytics to drive decisions, right? We call this driving adoption and driving trust the last mile of analytics. Basically, from a recommendation to technically an actual model adoption, especially when we have human-centric design tools, we want to have a healthy gap, right? So that technically the human is still making the decision, but we don't want them all to be far away from that recommendation to the point that doesn't justify the investment to begin with on that solution. But there, it's very important to work on behaviors, right? So how do we develop trust? And then how do we ensure that we understand why there is no trust to begin with? So I think there are three main hypotheses that we have learned to technically distinguish through the period of 10 years of work in this space. One, technically, models might not be precise enough to be trusted. Therefore, enable those analytical models that agents can be used in order to perform tasks, like a need prediction model or a growth stage model that dictates the timing of the operations in the field. Second, a recommendation might not be trusted because it's not understood, meaning the graph or the schemas being presented or the results being presented numerically might not be technically processed or understood by the particular user, right? Another opportunity to use narrative intelligence to communicate users, what is that this model is doing so that technically the persona can develop trust that the model is doing the right thing or the outcomes that are being portrayed are understood to the point that you can trust the technology. In the space of Gen AI, you have seen recently the use of chain of thought in order to validate the rational thinking of an entity as a way to understand whether or not the model is not hallucinating and is technically elaborating on the right track. The third component, which is basically the most important one in my opinion, is to understand where is at heart that person with respect to the process of automation, or in other words, the digital transformation of the industry, right? Fear of being replaced, fear that the job will be automated and it won't have anything else to do, right? That is very important to be addressed at the level of, at all levels of the corporate, of the corporation, by technically portraying what is the manifesto of digital transformation that the company is embracing and how it's relevant for us to continue to augment the cognitive capabilities of technically of our colleagues in order for them to do their job better or to technically redirect themselves to jobs that have more strategic value for the company to maintain our competitive advantage. However, this also requires for us to be very mindful on how new talent is being brought to the company or how this kind of activities are introduced in standard operational procedures with clear rewarding mechanism so that the person in on task understand very well how it's being evaluated and what is expected technically as the new jobs or new tasks are being defined. There, I believe, is fundamental and key to work on digital fluency, to technically transform the mindset through education so that the incorporation of new technologies and tools can be softened and technically better embraced for the benefits of the company, but also for the benefit of the persona who is responsible to engage or to entrust decisions into agents in the future to come.
So when you talk about the future, where we are today with agents versus where we are, you know, 3 to 5 years from now, where do you see it going? Like, where do you see agents being used more of in different, you know, realms of the enterprise? Can you talk to that a little bit?
I think the future, if we phase it out, I think there are several things that can go well or can go bad. It all depends on how we elaborate and build foundations and address the technological needs that we need in order to make agentic work a reality, a successful reality. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about in the future, right? First, two things. I do see that more and more the need to technically leverage digital twin for technically, at least for manufacturing or production, right? The world of digital twins, meaning if you have your data connected, right? And if you have an understanding of what are the key analytic decisions that help us trace the way on how material is advanced through our R&D pipeline and material is transformed in order to create the end product, we will able to have at hand, right, our ability to understand how to optimize our operations from R&D to production to commercial. We have a lot of investment that has helped us understand what is needed, and it has given us the maturity to understand what are the investments that we need to do to get to a future like that. And you guys have seen in LinkedIn several posts of digital twins for R&D. You have seen technically work on orchestration and the use of remote sensing to bring data of quality to drive decisions. And you have seen us talking about technically the future of agriculture and transforming agriculture through data and analytics, right? So Bayer has been at the forefront for many years, and we continue to advance into our aspirations to work towards what we call Industry 4.0, right? Now, to be more specific, the second one is in the future, as we're building agents in a phase-out approach, as I just basically mentioned, the orchestration of these agents will be important to really maximize the value and the expectation. Now, if you ask me, would you see that happening in the next 5 years? It depends, right? If we, and I think I would like to put it on a balanced approach, right? If we continue to invest on systematic data fluidity, right? Meaning the foundation of data, yes, I see a plus. If we continue to advance toward data connectivity, if we continue to work on the culture, meaning what does it mean to drive decisions based on data and analytics, and our models technically work up to the expectation of precision, and we leverage narrative intelligence to make sure that the outcome of those models is explainable, then I see a second plus there. And finally, if we keep our customer-focused attitude, which we start embracing through the dynamic shared ownership approach, where rather than doing solutions about predicting. We're talking about how we actually are increasing specific performance indicators that mean value, business value to us. Like, for example, farmer yield, profitability, reduction of cost, sustainability, focus on cost and outcomes rather than just the mere act of prediction, right? Working from prediction to action and action to outcome. But what could go wrong, right? And so technically, so the challenges that we need to be conscious is continue to embrace this, but not to fall in technical myopia, right? Only focusing on adopting the technology without technically redesigning our workflows or really empowering the agents. We will keep them isolated, a nice POC, but it never became part of the standard operational procedure for R&D or for manufacturing or commercial, right? The second part where I do see issues that could prevent us achieving that vision in the 5 years is regulatory paralysis. Mm. We are so concerned about what could go wrong or so on that we start constraining the abilities for these agents to act, and we never materialize the value that we expected to have to begin with, right? And the third one is that we develop them in silo, right? And so R&D does one, biotech does another, product supply, but we never get to connect them to maximize the technically the promise of an end-to-end connected framework to drive technically the development of the next generation products with the lower cost of good, right on time, reliable, with maximum customer experience.
You mentioned evolving governance and so on potentially being a blocker. Do you see like a multi-agent system being able to manage that process in real time? You know, the new regulations that come on board as they evolve. Do you see an agentic system kind of being the safety net for such a future of multi-agent systems?
I think yes. Yeah, obviously, yes. I think specifically for companies like us, where regulatory means a lot of things, right? And on one hand, you want to make sure that your products fulfill the requirements of the government, right? That they're mm-hmm. safe for the customer, right?
Yeah.
Then you need to make sure that the manufacturing process is also up to the regulation code. From personnel going in the field, the management of chemistry, right, the management of machinery. And so if we follow the same way on how we operate, I do believe because of the complexity that it will require technically intelligence in order to be able to drive that. Therefore, from that perspective, I do see the value on leveraging agents that help us navigate the complexity of making decisions that technically in some cases rely on having the right legal accountability to begin with, right? So I do see the need to do that. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. Now, final decision, I do see technically having a committee, right, basically establish what are the right decisions that an agent should take and what are the decisions that a human should take in order to make our business profitable and safe.
Yeah, makes sense. So I guess, if you've got a message out there for the CIOs of this world and all the enterprise, companies, like, and they're kind of considering looking at agentifying parts of their business, whether it's microprocessors or other parts of their organization. Like, can you give them, like, I don't know, two or three pieces of advice that they should start to think about now before it's too late? Like, what advice would you give them?
I think, so number one, focus on your foundations.
Okay.
Your data foundation, number one, right? Do you have the data in place where these agents are going to be rooted? And in some cases, it will mean technically to understand, am I collecting the right information to begin with, right? Where I am with my journey of having enough information for me to make decisions. Mm-hmm. Second, very important, establish a governance on data itself. Right? So that you understand very early on your journey, what are the sources of bias that the information that you're collecting, technically, it could be driving wrong decisions later on. So not just collect data, but have a governance around data so that the data is of quality. That's third, technically, understand right away from the get-go, what is the status of your IT infrastructure? from things that are very simple, like your business-to-business infrastructure, right? Technically, how are you conducting technically transactions, right? How are you tracing your material, right? In order to technically ensure if you're a manufacturer, right, of some sort, right, there you're able to plan better and plan effectively by leveraging agentic AI. Then the fourth one, right, is start working, Ryan, with the cultural mindset, right? Are you ready to trust? Start asking yourself the following question. If you're going to disrupt the way on how you do business, the personal question for the CIO will be, are you technically ready to perturb yourself in the way on how you engage with the technology, right? If you want your business to embrace artificial intelligence to drive decisions, would you entrust your own personal decisions into an AI agent to drive your home, right? If you're mentally not ready to embrace that, then that means that there are some issues that you might have to address in order to technically do the same thing or expect the same thing from others in your company or in your organization, right? That could technically give you lights on how to start addressing that and ensure and be technically embrace it with honesty and say, you know what, these areas were not prepared, these other areas we are prepared. Finally, and I think this will help provide guidance on how to address this more, there are areas of certain decisions that have direct legal accountability, right? What are we going to do with those, right? And I would say those ones, maybe separate them away. Others where you don't need or you don't have a legal accountability, right, that relies usually on a human, then technically those are your opportunity to start testing the technology, right? Process like a processing a transaction, right? Or scheduling, basically, in our case, scheduling an activity on the floor shop level, right? There is no any legal consequences, right? If technically maybe there is no any immediate legal consequences right away that could prevent you from technically testing a new technology. And so those are the five that I will say. And the final one, continue to innovate and continue to learn. I mean, agentic AI is one more revolution, right, in this process of digital transformation. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to see even more new things. The question is, are you ready to engage and have any space for you to test this technology and continue to advance and make your business more profitable as you start monetizing the information you create and the way on how you're able to do things faster and more efficiently?
Yeah, that's fantastic advice. Thank you for that. Just finally, you know, what's next on the journey for Bayer and yourself? Like, where do you go from here with agents?
So our company is fortunate that we have technically a fantastic IT group that is working, enabling technically the whole organization or the whole enterprise in being able to taste what it means to have technically infrastructure like this to technically POC on small decisions. I think our immediate next step is to identify those areas where we can actually put an agent in practice. And there are many POCs already being built, being tested, where we already realize that we don't need a human in the loop. That is technically what is creating the opportunity to understand how much efficiencies we can engage by technically automizing those first. It's no different from what we have been doing with robotic process automation, right?
Right.
It's no different from that. So it's a very safe environment to taste what it means, especially when you want to monitor and understand the rationale behind the decisions that are being taken. Now, but the next step is where can we technically bring agentic AI in decisions that are more sophisticated, like, for example, driving field operations. Imagine yourself, technically, you have a system where you're detecting the presence of a disease, right? You get the right remote sensing satellite imaging data that triggers a UAV that goes into the field and then immediately detect what disease and classify and send technically another drone with a variable, with a treatment application right on the spot and problem solved, right? Those degree of automation requires a lot of more work and progress, specifically in the data foundation, right? Data connectivity, right? And so on. And also the understanding of what are the regulations that exist in place for us to operate in such an autonomous manner in the field itself, not just predicting of prescribing something, but automizing and robotizing specific areas in the field when you are working around humans, right? So we need to be careful. But I do see a beautiful opportunity for us to advance the way on how field operations are done today. And then the other ones, which are interesting, but has higher risk, which is in the planning space. When you're driving decisions to control the risk of production, specifically thinking and reminding you that we are actually a biological factory. We use the planet to produce seeds, and we're exposed to technically the dynamics of weather, which we can control today.
Yeah, lots of steps in that process, and fascinating to hear about what Bayer's doing. And thank you, Patricio. This has been a really fascinating discussion. Really enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.